Now, look, folks, it's a new day. It's a new podcast. It's just me. Stuff happens. Stuff gets in the way. That's life. I don't have a lot of other time to record. But let's talk some NFL. We're going to run through this like a Chris Berman thing. As always, guys, YWC Football Talk episode. I'm just so... basically, I'm out of place because of what just happened. Like... I'm sorry. Bad coaching 101. That was horrible coaching. This is episode 180. One by myself. We're 20 away from 200. It's 11 o'clock at night. What do you want from me? We're going to slip through the week quickly. We are going to do this quick. Bills and Rams. Look, the Bills are legit. I was wrong. I thought they needed to get humbled. All takes exposed to come for me. Eagles and Lions. Lions are going to be frisky, but the Eagles are still a pretty good football team. Colts and Texans. Don't buy stock on the Texans just yet. And Colts, I'm not going to freak out. I'm not. Browns and Panthers. Panthers suck. Matt Rule's going to be fired in January. That's all I have to say about that. 49ers and Bears, easiest under bet I've made in my life. As soon as I saw it was a monsoon, I knew to bet the under. And also, too, my Jimmy Garoppolo was better than Trey Lance takes. They're looking pretty good right now. I was just saying, kind of like, proceed with caution. Just because you used all your mortgage, you basically mortgaged a bunch of picks to go get them, doesn't mean you have to start them right away. Go with what you know. Jimmy got you to near a Super Bowl last year. Jags and Commanders, Jags. I had Jags plus three. That cost me. Patriots and Dolphins. Dolphins are good. They played a really good game. I'm going to say this as a Patriots fan. Dolphins played good. Patriots, there's a lot to work on, but I'm not hitting the panic button yet. I don't think this team is bad. I think it's just going to take them a little bit to find their groove, find their rhythm, and then they'll get at the hang of things. Like I said, 9-8. I'm not out here saying they're winning the division or anything. Steelers and Bengals. Steelers looked pretty good. I thought the Steelers-Patriots game like was going to be an automatic Pats dub. It's looking a little iffy. And the Bengals, I didn't want to come out and say it publicly because I was scared for ridicule, but Super Bowl hangover, it might be the case. Ravens are good. Jets, until Zach Wilson comes back, this team's not going anywhere. Saints and Falcons. Saints are good. Falcons are bad. I just think that it's just a tough divisional game. It's like the Colts and Texans. Don't buy stock in the Falcons, and the Saints will be fine. Giants and Titans. Titans are going to be bad, like I predicted, and the Giants, they're going to lose a lot of games, but they're going to be frisky. They're going to be a frisky spread team, so there's that. I'd freak out if I was the Packers, but then again, I'm prepared to bet the house, like my entire savings on the Packers to cover their spread this coming week against the Bears. Why? Because Aaron Rodgers owns them. But yeah, I'm not going to freak out over this. And the Vikings are good. The Vikings are going to be competing for the NFC North. Raiders have a lot to work on if they want to be a true contender in this league. Chargers are that team. They are him. The Chargers are him. Basically saying they're living up to the hype. And then Bucs Cowboys. If you're a Cowboys fan, you just got to hold your breath and hope for the best. And if you're a Bucs fan, you got the GOAT. You got TB12. You're going to be just fine. One game I missed, Cardinals and Chiefs. All I'm going to say about the Cardinals, I'm not going to hit the panic button just yet, but oof, my run. It looked bad for Arizona. It looked really bad. And then Kansas City, there's nothing to worry about. We all knew Patrick was Patrick. If you thought that Patrick wasn't Patrick, that's on you. And as for tonight, I had Seahawks plus six all week long. I had it. Fade the public. And then with the Broncos, we're going to wait and see what happens. It's going to take a while, but this was... how do you kick a 64-yard field goal instead of letting your new franchise quarterback cook? How do you do that? Mind-blowing, mind-numbingly stupid decision-making. Broncos country didn't ride. We'll see what happens against Denver, against Houston and San Francisco. But for right now, if I'm a Broncos fan, I'm a little concerned. It's like the Raiders. There's also a lot to pick up as well. The Broncos' offensive line, sloppy at times, and then their defense had some moments. Meanwhile, Seattle's going to be frisky, but they're still not going to win some games. They're not going to be a playoff team, but if you're a Seahawks fan, if you're part of the 12, shout out Alex Larson. Enjoy this one. Enjoy it. You guys played a hell of a game. All the credit in the world to Geno Smith. Like I said, guys, super quick podcast. I just wanted to come on here, give my quick thoughts about all these games because hosts and stuff. Life happens. Life gets in the way. But you know what? I don't stop. I got to get content out for the people. But anyway, guys, we'll see you for week two, week one in the.
Do, did, will. The Story of People podcast is now available on the Crier Media Network. The first 5 episodes are here and feature some incredible guests that fit into one or all 3 of those categories. Ready? Tara Sloan from the San Jose Sharks, Undercurrent podcast at NBC Sports. Marianne Iveson from Iveson Voice and the Let's Take This Outside podcast to talk about the world of outdoors as well as voiceover land. Ariana Hunsicker, future Canadian Paralympic swimmer, already winning tons of awards for this country. Scott McGregor from the Hot Wallet podcast to dumb down the world of crypto, Bitcoin, and NFTs so you don't have to. And Jackie Holowaty from Climate Pledge Arena in Seattle, Washington, the first net zero carbon certified arena on the planet. Wherever you get your pods, wherever you watch your pods, and on the Crier Media Network.
Hi, I'm Logan Anderson, host of the Say the Damn Score podcast. On my show, I deep dive into the sports broadcasting business by, you guessed it, talking to sportscasters. The show has featured big names like Bob Costas, Kenny Albert, and Vern Lundquist, as well as many up-and-coming broadcasters who you may not know yet, but you will know soon. Whether you're looking for professional development as a sportscaster, different career paths, or if you just want to be entertained by hearing some of the best storytellers in the world tell their own stories, this podcast is for you. You can subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms, or you can visit our website, saythedamnscore.com.